SBS Radio.
Magandang umaga po muli sa inyong lahat at kasama po natin muli ang mga kandidato, ang 8 sa 9 na kandidato ng Miss Philippine Australia 2018 and Charity Queen. Pinalit po tayo na nakasama natin sila noong nakaraang pong broadcast, and now they are all here again. Welcome back to the studio, girls.
Thank you.
Oh, walang nagsasalita. Welcome back to the studio, girls. Masyado kayong tahimik. Okay. This is a very light portion. I just would like you to introduce yourselves and say something. And why do you think you deserve to win the Miss Philippine Australia 2018? Okay. So, where shall we start from? 8 candidates. Who wants to talk first? Buro mga shy ito, mga ito. Let's start with Eleni. Pakilala ka muna. Yep.
Hi, my name is Eleni Tasingas. I'm 22 years old. I'm half Greek, which comes from my father's heritage, and I'm half Filipino, which comes from my mother. My mother was born and raised in the Philippines, and she was born and raised in the province of the Philippines also.
And if you can speak Filipino, I would appreciate it. Do you know any Filipino word?
Unfortunately, no, I don't speak Filipino.
But you understand?
Vaguely. My mom tends to speak her dialect, which is Kankanai. So she speaks that a lot more than Tagalog at home or when she's speaking to our family, because they're all still based over there.
Hey everyone, my name is Naomi White. I am 22 years old. My mother is Filipino and my father is British. I am currently studying fashion and textiles, and yeah, I'm happy to be here today.
And next one, ito si Gabrielle Tintagal, Newcastle, no? She's got a very lovely smile. All of you have got lovely smiles, but this one, yeah.
I'll stop.
Awesome smile.
My name's Gabrielle O'Neill. I'm 19 years old. I'm from the Hunter Valley. My mother is Filipino and my dad's Irish. I work as a nurse and...
We're at John Hunter?
No, Jacaranda Grove.
Okay.
I work as an aged care nurse. I look after the elderly.
And
magandang araw sa inyong lahat. Hello everyone. My name is Emily James, age 19, proudly representing Canberra ACT. My Filipino heritage comes from my mother, who is from Cebu City, and my dad is British.
Okay. Where in ACT you from?
Where in ACT? Huh? Weston Creek.
Weston. I was there yesterday.
Really?
Yes. Let's talk about that later. Yes.
Hello, kamusta po kayong lahat?
Ito si Giselle. Giselle, right?
Krista.
Krista, always get friend. Confused with you. Giselle, yeah, Krista.
Kamusta po kayong lahat? My name is Krista Ortega, 20 years of age. And I'm from Northern Beaches. Both of my parents are from the Philippines, and I can speak both Filipino and Visayan.
Oh, yeah. And you're very fluent in Filipino.
Sobra.
So I suppose you came here just a few years ago, or you were born in the Philippines?
I've lived in Canberra for 2 years and 3 years here in Sydney.
So you came here when you were 15? Mm. Okay, because you're... Okay.
Yeah.
And next is the other lady there. Yeah. Yes. With her father. Yes, the bodyguard. Yes.
Yeah. Kumusta po. My name is Darlie. I am 19 years of age. I am from Blacktown, Sydney, New South Wales. And my Filipino heritage comes from both my mother and my father.
Okay. And next one, and the youngest?
Yeah. Hi, I'm Jaisal Mayalarka. I'm 18.
It's my father, no?
Yes.
Yep.
I'm representing Sydney, New South Wales. My Filipino heritage comes from both my mother and my father. Yeah.
Ah, kaya nandito yung daddy, itong pinakabata pa lang, 18 years old. So, why did... may nakalimutan ako. The other girl to
my... You forgot me.
Hello, good morning everyone. Ako po si Tiffany Kemper. I'm 24 years of age, from Wollongong. My mother is Filipina and my father is Australian Dutch. Mm. So, yeah, I'm a mixture of a lot of things.
So you're the one from Wollongong?
Yes, I'm from Wollongong.
Okay, and you were the one who already won a title several years ago, no?
In 2018, I was 16 years old. Sorry, a bit too far from the microphone. In 2010, I was 16 years old. Never done anything before like this. And I was like, just try to do it. And I was happy to be Miss Philippines Holland 2010.
Because of your Dutch heritage?
Yes, I was allowed to compete in there too.
So is there still a Philippine Dutch competition every year, or that's once in a...
I'm not sure what anyway. Last time I gave my crown in 2011, and from then on I haven't spoken to them since, because they had family issues, like the CEO from the company, and I don't know exactly what was going on after.
Why, girls, did you join this competition? Just for fame, for recognition, or just want to experience it, or pressure from mom? See, mom is stage mother. So, who can answer that question?
Yeah,
anyone. Anyone, feel free. Yeah, feel free. Yeah.
I just
mention your name again, then.
Hello, everyone. My name is Emily James.
Yeah, Emily. Just for Emily. Yes,
yep.
Emily.
I joined Miss Philippines Australia because it has been one of my dreams since I was a kid. I can remember coming with my mom and all my relatives to watch the Fiesta Cultura, watching my friends participate in Miss Philippines Australian Charity Queen, watching their confidence grow and their charity work in the Philippines had really inspired me as a child. They were my role models, so I wanted to do the same, challenge myself and join.
Did mom approve of your joining here, or there was some reluctance? Of course.
Yes, yes, my whole family really wanted me to join.
Yes, who else is going to answer that question? Why did you join the competition?
Eleni speaking here from Sydney. I've decided to join this pageant as I do have the Greek heritage as well as my other half. And growing up, I never embraced my Filipino heritage as much as I should have and as much as my mum wanted me to. I was a lot closer with my father growing up, so...
So you're closer to the Greek culture and the Filipino culture?
To be honest, growing up more so, yes.
Okay.
And then now I'm 22 years of age, and after maybe turning 17 onwards, I embraced it a lot more.
Okay.
I did join this competition a few years ago, but I didn't pursue it. I wasn't in the right frame of mind, right headspace. So I felt like now where I'm at that point in my life where I can do it and I can explore and learn more about my culture in many ways and get to know a lot of people and to have fun, why not do it?
Okay. So at least five of you have mixed culture, no?
Yes.
Mixed cultural background, no? Only three from with all full Filipino blood. Okay, who else wants to answer that question? Yes, Jazel.
Okay. Hello, everyone. It's Jazel.
Again, yes.
Yep. Well, personally, my long-term goal in life is to become a doctor, and I saw this pageant as a platform, as an opportunity to reach my goals early in life, because my main goal in life is to help others, help those who are less fortunate, help my fellow youth ensure that they're living their happiest and healthiest lives. And I saw this pageant as a chance to, you know, do something while I'm still young, while I'm still currently aiming towards my bigger goals in life. I just wanted to do the most I can with the young age I have.
And you're 18. Are you still in high school, or are
no,
taking?
No, I'm first year university.
Oh, you're taking pre-medical. Yeah. Oh, what are you taking again?
Clinical science.
Wow, we're at.
At Macquarie University.
Wow, good luck. So gonna be. We have a future doctor in this group. Anyone wants to answer that question?
So originally.
Name again.
Oh, sorry. My name is Naomi White.
Yeah, Naomi. Yeah. Just say first name. Yeah, okay. Naomi. Yes.
So actually. It was the start of last year. I wanted to do something that was different, so I did travel to the Philippines. I tried to pursue modeling, but someone recommended pageantry. It was really scary at first, but I ended up putting my job on hold for 3 months and actually pursuing pageantry just because of how it helped my self-confidence. And it was definitely, for me, the biggest thing. It brought my family together. They weren't in contact for a while, but after I went to the Philippines, it was actually an amazing experience to bring them together. So,
so Yep. So you guys, if any one of you wins this competition, you want to pursue a career in the Philippines, just like with most previous winners, are you keen? Because I think that's one of the ultimate goals now. Are you anyone to become an actress? Yeah. This girl.
Yes.
Like definitely. The sister of Francis, no? Melanie, no? Yep, she pursued a... How is Melanie anyway? Yep, is that all right? So that's part of the plan after if you win. Because they will represent Philippines in a competition right in the Philippines.
We will send someone now for the pageant of the world who will be representing... The winner will represent Philippines for that competition.
Ah, okay, so good luck. So, and in case you don't win this competition, what would be the second biggest thing?
You know? No.
If you don't get the crown, Miss Philippines Australia, Miss Charity Queen, so how would you describe this?
Everything that happens today and during this journey of doing Miss Philippines Australia 2018, it's a life lesson. Like, it teaches us how to grow, us to become a strong woman, and that not only beautiful girls just look pretty, walk on stage, but it shows that we have the brains too, that we're smart, that we can like inspire young children, not just children, but at least really, you know, adults, that no matter what you do, you influence a lot of people. Like, you just inspire people to be better, like to become the better you.
That's a very good answer.
Thank you.
You get my point for that. because you're already intelligent, you're the engineering student, right?
Yes, I'm the engineering student.
Yes, yeah, so you're studying engineering. What would you like to inspire younger Filipino Australians like you if you don't win this competition? So what would you like to pass on to the next generation if you would be unlucky to be crowned Miss Philippine Australian or Miss Charity Queen?
Can I speak?
Yeah. You want to speak again?
Sorry.
This is your chance. Tiffany, this is your chance.
So for not even winning the crown, just to let like everyone know, you don't always have to be number one. Like, just even like showing love, helping others, that's good enough. Like, every little thing counts that you do. You just like, if someone is down the street, like asking, begging for money or for food, just if you don't trust the person to even give him money, just give him food. Like, you know, he'll eat it and he'll appreciate it so much that you've helped that person. Like, I remember when I was in the Philippines, I love Jollibee. So there were so many little kids that are begging for food because they were so poor and there were no more parents for them to take care of them. And what my parents and I have done is that we went inside Jollibee. We ate, of course, versus ourselves because we're really hungry. But we came back with like large fries, spaghetti and chicken, and just give it to the kids over there. And like the joy that you saw in their eyes was amazing. Like, it was the best feeling ever. And then the next day we were like, because that feeling that we had with those kids, we bought candy. And every time we're walking down the street, we're just giving kids candy.
Like, we're all mesmerized by your answer.
Yeah, it was just amazing.
Let's give the other girls a chance. So who wants to? Yes, Jazel.
It's Jazel. I believe that winning this crown, winning the title of Miss Philippines Australia and Charity Queen, it's just a bonus, because I feel like there's more of a deeper underlying factor why we're all here. We all have our why we joined, and it goes way beyond winning the title. It goes way beyond, oh, I want to be titled Miss Philippines Australia, because I believe that the platform we can use here, it's just an extra stepping stone towards our overall aim, which is to help others less fortunate, and to, of course, give back to the community, and especially those less fortunate, those in the Philippines and those here in Australia too.
Oh my God, very intelligent girls. Who else want to answer that difficult question?
So like joining this pageant, like what you all said, it is it is like a big opportunity for us to grow as a person, as an individual, and as a role model, you know. And I think for me, because I'm an educator,
you're studying education. You want to be a teacher?
I am a full-time educator, but I'm planning to study maybe clinical psychology or child psychology. So, you know, in the future, I can still give back. So, like, as I was saying, it is my duty to educate the younger children, and it will always be my passion to educate and to nurture children for the future generation. And even if I win or not win a title in this pageant, it would still be a privilege for me to enjoy this pageantry journey with this beautiful women, and all the things that I've learned, I will treasure it as a life lesson. And you know, even after the pageant, I will give back a box of medicines in the Philippines for the sick children, since it is my advocacy. Yeah, yeah, thank
with
you.
That, with that kilometric question. So these girls, Francis, they're not just all beautiful, but they're also intelligent. Wanna hear some voice before we wind up? Or when is the competition? And can you just invite, you know, viewers or our Filipino community to watch you girls? Francis, is the usual thing. Do you still wear a gown? Do you still wear, there's still a Q&A, and do you still wear the bikini thing, or the bikini thing is gone?
It's a one piece.
It's a one piece.
Yeah, okay. Let's make sure, like, no people are feeling offended that, you know.
Okay, so because in the past there's a two-piece bikini, now it's now one piece.
It's a one piece.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. No exploitation.
They look better anyway.
Yeah.
Then that's good. Yeah,
because especially on stage.
Because that's the unfortunate thing about beauty contests in the past. No, this is basically flesh, and flesh, which is not really good. That's good. It's nice to hear that. So, just can you invite the Filipino community to watch you? Who's the spokesperson of the group? Who has not spoken that much? Oh, you've spoken so much, but you can
who
do
hasn't
it.
Spoken.
No, but you can do it. Ellen, just kidding.
I'll speak.
And Ellen after that, yeah, yes.
Okay. So invite them.
Yes.
Okay.
No. Just tell them. Tell you about the competition, and Ellen will invite.
Okay.
Just give us the details.
So this is the 30th anniversary of Miss Philippines Australia, and it will be showcasing these beautiful, amazing, intelligent, talented 9 girls, and. Yeah, that's what it's about.
And Eleni, your final say. This is your turn.
So this is Eleni speaking once again. If you would like to come down and help us and support us on the 28th of September at Rudy Hill, doors open at 7 o'clock and the program starts at about 8 p.m. Tickets are $35, and if you access our page on Miss Philippines Australia, you will find ways to be able to purchase tickets and support us on the night. I hope you guys all can make it to show us all the support that you can give. Thank you.
See you all.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yes, thank you very much again, and good luck to you. Sabi nga nila, may the best woman win in this competition, and charity queen, you know, for the charity queen and the Miss Philippine Australia 2018. Okay? Mabuhay kayong lahat.
Mabuhay.
Okay. Wait, that's done.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino. Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.